This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
And welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. Boys, do you want to come take a seat and get on your microphones?
Absolutely.
The boys have literally just walked into the studio now. I have the Midnight Beast with me. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Unison and everything.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Are you sweaty? Did you
run
here?
Yeah, very much.
Just a little bit sweaty.
You have wine.
I have wine. Shall we crack open the wine?
Should we?
Yeah.
This is just how it goes here. If you don't know, hi, I'm Hannah. I make YouTube videos and sometimes I get drunk in them. And so that's why we have the wine.
That's what it's for.
Yeah. I do a little show on my YouTube channel called Drunk Advice, which you boys are going to be in very soon.
We're coming up on it, right?
We are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sitting on that footage for a good month.
Edit that.
I'm too scared to look at it, to be honest. But we've got loads of fun stuff coming up on the show, including a live Drunk Advice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can get in touch with your questions if you need any advice. It can be about anything. Sex, love, relationships, school.
Love all of
that. How long has it been since we've been in school?
Too long.
God, but you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email Hannah at FUBARradio.com if you have anything you need help with, and later in the show we'll be doing a bit of a drunk advice live.
Drew's already emailed. He was emailing on the way. All his questions.
He's like, how do I be on time for things?
Yeah? And there's the dig.
So you've got to get it in. If you listened to me, we would have been here on time.
That's true, actually.
Was it your fault, Drew?
No, it wasn't my fault. No. We would have been here on time if they'd listened to me.
So whose fault was it then?
Ashley's.
I would say it was going to be Ashley's.
What? Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh boy. We've got loads of fun stuff. I haven't told you like what we're doing. I just invited you and
I like that. Yeah. I like that we didn't see you until we were straight on air.
So I know. No prep, nothing. But we've got a game called Innuendo or Innuendon't.
Great.
Shitter Twitter.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice. The Perfect. Fuck You're Saying, Mate. These are titles I've come up with, by the way.
I like them.
These aren't real games, but they will be now. We're going to turn them into real games. It's going to be grand.
Excellent.
But do you guys want to introduce yourselves properly?
Of course.
Should we? Sure.
Okay, go.
So we are the Midnight Beast. I'm Ash.
I'm Drew.
And I am Steph. And we're a three-piece, I guess, comedy music act. And we've been together now for nearly 7 years.
Nearly seven years.
That's crazy. I've been a super-duper Midnight Beast fan for maybe five of those years. I have told you this before when we've been drunk at parties.
Yeah.
But if I could go back in time and tell, like, 18-year-old me that she'd be friends with the Midnight Beast, she was like, no, what?
That's awesome.
What was your introduction to Midnight Beast?
Oh, probably TikTok.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. And then, but actually, Summer in the City was the first time I ever saw you guys perform live.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. And you came on stage as well. That was very surprising for me as I turn around, see you waving around a wand.
Well, so I wasn't expecting to go on stage either.
So good.
The listeners who don't know, Summer in the City is a big YouTube convention event that happened last weekend, and we were all out doing various things.
Yep.
Mm. I'm still not recovered from it.
No, us neither.
No, really.
Yeah.
Totally burnt out. It's so good though.
But I'd like just finished my last thing and I was like, I'm so dead. I need to go to my hotel room and change and shower and all these things. And I was walking past the main stage and I heard Lesbi Friends. I heard you performing. I was like, oh my God. And so I like snuck my head round just to be like, I want to just experience this. Oh. And then Becky was like, Hannah, are you going to get on stage, wave this wand around and dance? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I had like all these bags of stuff and like my coat on, and I was like, okay, fine. I was like a zombie.
You smashed it. You did it very well.
You guys smashed it. You were
really
brilliant.
Waving.
It was so much fun. It was wicked. Yeah, we haven't played live in ages, so it was a nice kind of like thing to be back. And we've never done Summer in the City. That was our first one.
Yeah, how did you find it? That was like my fifth.
Wow.
Loved it.
It was great.
It was a shame we hadn't done it before, I think.
Yeah.
But now you're like fully in the YouTube community.
Yeah,
I've been accepted. It's quite nice.
6 years later.
We've taken you on. Yeah. We're going to chat more about The Midnight Beast and your new show, All Killer, a bit later. But first, I want to like initiate you.
Okay.
That's the right word, isn't it?
I think so.
To the show, because Innuendo or Innuendon't, which is a game we're going to play, is based around phrases from Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
All right.
But for your initiation, we need to find out what your names mean on Urban Dictionary.
Are we in the Urban Dictionary?
Well, everyone is. Ashley, do you want to go first?
Or yeah,
Steffi,
sure.
Do you want to go type in Ashley? I see you going to the computer.
I'm
going to
type in just Ashley.
Yeah, just Ashley.
Okay.
And we're going to see what it means.
Boom.
Oh.
Right,
a badass motherfucker who won't take no shit off nobody.
Just saying, I have looked up myself in the dictionary before. So I mean, Ashley Horn, you might get something different.
But, but look at this quote. That girl is about to get the Ashley knocked out of her.
That's insane. Not right.
Don't know about that.
Didn't write
I want to know what just Ash is.
Ash.
Let's find out.
Let's see.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
That gay ass prick from Pokemon.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
He's great.
He's
lovely. I used to fancy Ash from Pokemon.
Oh, really? What was it about him that made you...
His name.
Oh, really? The name? Just the name?
No. His cartoonness, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I used to fancy the female hedgehog from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh. Yeah. I can see that.
She was hot.
I mean, that's an animal and a cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, I used to fancy... fancy what's his face, Robin Hood the fox.
Yeah, all animals, and then
the female fox of that,
Maid Marian. And then have you guys seen Zootropolis?
Yes.
The fox in that, voiced by Nick Bateman. Oh my god.
And that's pretty recent.
Still as a 24-year-old, just like it's the animals. They really do it for me. Right, boys, let's do you as well.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Stefan.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, wow.
It's a long one.
A sex machine, some may call him. Usually has bitches talking about how good looking he is and how badly they want to suck his dick. And have him come in their eye.
Wow.
That's
Drew, are you writing this?
That's
all very
like
sexual.
You.
Have you seen the caption below?
No. OMFG. Stefan busted. No.
No, what did you say?
Steph, do you want to read that?
Stefan busted in my eye last night. It tastes like Coca-Cola. Mmm, good. I love him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good.
That is hilarious. Words there, yeah.
Hashtag all night long, apparently.
Oh, right.
All of you have got shortened names that you use just as much, so.
Yeah.
So Steph is beautiful body, beautiful eyes, beautiful personality. Oh, no one else like her. Once you get to, once you know Steph, you'll never forget. Right.
Amazing.
Drew, your turn. I think we're going to have to do Andrew and then we'll do Drew.
All right.
Okay.
This is how it works.
This is how it rolls.
Ultra cool. Usually hot or at least sort of cute.
Sort of cute.
Awesome sense of style, music and humour. Sexy, awesome kisser.
I can vouch for that.
Very nice.
What? Right, computer says no.
What about Drew then?
What about Drew?
True.
Courageous, heroic, maliciously sly. Ooh. Interesting. Witty, funny, outrageously good looking. And then in capitals, outrageously good looking. Apparently God's gift to the world.
Aww. I want that one. That's good. Well, that is amazing.
You don't want people
Someone's
to want you to come
day.
In
no,
their
I
eye.
No, I don't. I want that.
I don't get it.
I know. Mate, come on.
Catchphrases.
Oh, wow.
Love
God,
that.
Urban Dictionary what is does, a funny place.
What does that quote mean? Drew is like Dantat, yellow and sweet and good to eat. What is that?
What is Dantat? Are we going to have to...
It must be an American thing.
Who knows?
I like that one. That's made my day.
Yeah.
Aw, you're nice. Welcome.
Thanks, Hannah.
Very nice.
That's nice.
Should we do my name?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see what that says.
But are we going to do Hannah and then Han?
Yeah, what's
Some people call me Han, but... A girl with class, grace, poise, and elegance.
Ooh.
I'll take that.
Audrey Hepburn was a real Hannah.
I don't feel like that right now because I'm wearing an incredibly short skirt on a stool. I didn't think this through.
Elegance.
Yeah.
Nice. What about Han?
Han. I don't know. Let's see.
Han.
Oh, it's come up with Hans. But that's a person who is constantly badass mofo.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I mean,
there
I'll take go. That kind yeah. of, although it's not really my name.
No, I reckon we should buy the mug of each of our names. You can do it. Right
or a t-shirt.
You can buy a mug.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Or we could save our money, couldn't we?
And, sponsored by Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. Buy the mug.
Buy the mug. Yeah. All right, okay, so we're going to have a little chat about All Killer, but first, we're going to play a little song from it because it's a musical.
Oh, yeah.
What? Do one of you want to introduce it?
Yeah, well, this is the opening song from All Killer, and it is a lot more musical theatre than the Midnight Beast would normally go, and you'll have to find out why watching All Killer.
Fun times. All right, here it is.
Okay, let's go. When I step into the spotlight, you can tell that I was born to do this. People stop and say, who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
He's so smooth. This fader here.
I also do props, set dressings, sound cues, lots of stuff you probably wouldn't notice, but it's actually pretty integral to how the show runs.
Triple
cause I'm dropping sick lyrics on a dubstep one. Here I go on a vocal run, burning up like I'm on the sun. Pirouette, split leaf charm, gonna go high cause I'm nearly done. Like yeah. Power grab freeze.
A great song.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the opening song from All Killer. So we wrote this horror comedy opera for Vimeo, and you are in it.
I am in it.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted saying, "Thanks, Midnight Beast, for All Killer, because now I know that Hannah Witten can sing."
Aww.
And you can sing.
You've got a great voice.
Yeah. What a pair of lungs.
So can I have more than one singing line next time?
Definitely. Absolutely. Why bloody
great,
not?
That's it. That's official now. Like, it's...
You didn't think that you could sing. Like, you said you could sing, but then you were like, I don't know now, and you sounded great.
I think it's because I've never been professionally recorded.
That
so
was
I was like, I sound great in the shower. And, you know, but, you know, proper recording thing, and also just like being there in the booth. I was just like, oh my god! And also when you're just like listening to the music in your ears, and no one else in the room can hear it, I'm like, am I completely off?
What will people hear like outside of the earphones? Yeah, yeah. No, you sounded
exactly.
great. Nailed
Thanks.
It.
Well, you guys sounded great.
Aww.
And you wrote a really great musical.
Oh, thank you. No, we're so excited about it. We've always wanted to do musicals. I mean, everything the Midnight Beast has been doing is like revolving music, obviously.
Yeah.
Involving music. I can't talk. It's the wine, immediately.
I know, you just had one sip of wine.
One sip. But yeah, so yeah, it's our dream to write a musical. We want to take it live.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would be so
Broadway,
fun.
West End.
Okay. The musical.
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
That'd be lovely.
What's your back, Tim Minchin?
Oh my god, I saw him in a bar recently. You know how he's doing Groundhog Day. The Old Vic.
Yeah.
Another friend of mine is doing a show at the Old Vic and went to meet him for drinks afterwards, and Tim Minchin's just chilling in the theatre bar.
No way.
Then he left before I like plucked up the courage to go say hi. Because I love him so much.
Yeah, he's awesome. Ash was in a Tim Minchin music video when he was really little.
I was,
yes. Which one?
The one that I remember. Yeah, that one. It was about saving the planet, I think.
Oh.
It was all
of... Oh, was it the plastic bags one?
Yes, the plastic bags one. How do you remember that?
Because I love Tim Minchin.
Yeah, same. Yeah, the great
canvas
video.
Bags. Take your canvas bags. Sorry, I'm like... Tim Minchin.
I'm so glad you remember what I was in. I like that. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to rewatch that music video and find like little baby in it.
Baby Ash.
Baby.
Okay, but let's talk All Killer. What is All Killer about?
Okay, so All Killer is about a murderous glee club. And
I love it already.
Yeah. My character Steph joins a university and is introduced to this glee club, which contains Ash playing Ash Green.
Of course. always our first names.
Always our first names.
It's just easy that way. People's attention span is not great.
Exactly. Yeah. And we wouldn't remember on set too. Especially Drew. And then Drew plays Drew Lowley, the glee club technician. Ash is the resident bad boy, Ash Green. And quickly, Steph Harris finds out that there's some dark secrets lying
beneath. Because
you're
the new boy in town.
And the new kid.
Not everything is as it seems.
No, exactly. Ooh. And something goes very sour in the first musical number, and then the rest of it is uncovering what happened.
The lead up to it.
Exactly.
And Hannah, you play a little cameo in it, don't you?
I do.
We talked about that. You were weird.
You were on the toilet. But we could talk about it again.
Let's talk about it.
How
Let's recap.
Great was I?
You were so
great.
Great.
Let's just talk about that.
Nailed your part.
You were great.
Just pour a slushy over yourself.
I did have a pour of slushy on myself. And so did you, Steph.
No,
Ash poured the slushy on Steph.
Over me. Yeah.
It took Ash a few goes. You did it in one take.
Well, I was told I was going to have three takes. Because I had three outfits.
Three
of the same dress.
Are
and I was
duplicates?
So nervous. I had like... I was so much adrenaline. My heart was racing. I was like, I'm so scared of pouring the slushy over my head. I don't know why, but I was just really working up to this moment. Yeah. And I was really scared. And then when it happened, it was so refreshing and lovely. And I just was like, it's that roller coaster feeling.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. I want it again.
More. And I was like, again, again. And they were like, we got it. Like, we don't have to do another take. And I was like,
one take wonder.
I mean, did you want it again after six times, Steph? Or was
did
it,
I want it
did
again?
Did you have it six times?
Yeah, my slushy, like, when it kind of dried off, it just smelled like sick. It wasn't nice. Did you keep your two unslushy dresses?
I didn't, actually.
You didn't? Okay. Should have. You could have walked around in the same dress twice. You could have surprised people just in the middle
like
of the club.
Like, in character.
In the middle of the club, just whipped up one dress, immediately, same one.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Like, so much hope, and then...
Oh, that's just the same dress.
It's no a, cool. Oh, boobies? No boobies. Though there was a close-up shot of my tits in the...
There was. There was. It was a split screen video, to put it in context. And I was actually sampling the sound of Hannah's heartbeat, not the sound
so
of
So that
Hannah's
make it sexual. No. It was the heartbeat.
But our friend Jack Howard, who edited All Killer, he told me that file, when he was editing, he just named tits.
Nice.
Like, cheers, Jack.
The only tits. File with a name.
Tits. Tits. What is your favourite song from All Killer? Rush.
Probably the opening one.
Spotlight.
Yeah, Spotlight.
Nice.
Because I do a lot in that. So mainly on me at the beginning. So yeah, I like that one.
My favourite is Beat Yourself Off.
Awesome.
Just because of the dance moves in it.
Yeah.
And
That's great. That's great fun. Mm-hmm. That's all about sampling sounds around you and turning them into sick beats. Oh. That's actually from the
sick
script.
Beat.
Quoting scripted.
Sick beats.
Copyright Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Drew, your fave?
Whodunit.
Yeah, nice.
Is my favourite, because we had a lot of fun making the sort of backing track for that and producing the track, and we kind of based it a little bit on
The Hills by
the Weeknd. By the Weeknd, yeah, that kind of bass sound. And it was really cool. I like it a lot.
I mean, I like the whole thing. I think the whole thing's great. So,
has to be seen, doesn't it?
Has to be seen.
How can people see it?
You can see it at vimeo.com/allkiller, and it's a couple of quid.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, we're so proud of it. Like, not often do you make something with a team and it turns out exactly how you imagined it, and it really has.
Yeah, yeah. And to get have your friends in it as well.
Yeah.
And
is really
the
cool.
Fantastic Gemma Mackenzie Brown from High School Musical 3 is in it too.
Yeah.
So it's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
She's met Zac Efron.
She has.
She
so,
has.
Like,
we're all one person away from Efron, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's going to happen one day.
Who is your most impressive, like, 6 degrees of separation?
6 degrees of separation.
Like, the whole, like, you're always at least 6 people away from anyone in the world. So we're all 1 degree of separation away from Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Because we've met Gemma.
I mean, that's
big. I don't get it.
Okay, so...
So 6 people, let's say, you would know Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Not that is actually applies
through
to you.
Through 6 people, we would know Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know? I don't even know if that's... what his name is, or if that's the dead one.
Are we all related to the Queen as well? I've heard.
That's another question.
I could be. I'm German, but like, okay. I don't know.
But I mean, 6 degrees of separation. Nah, surely we're 6 degrees of separation from anyone.
That's the theory.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Anyone in the world.
Yeah. So we could name anyone and you just take it as gospel.
Yeah. Because
okay,
I'm 1 degree away from Barack Obama.
Wow.
Which then, because you guys know me, you're 2 degrees away from
like
Barack
that.
Obama.
So what, explain that.
Yeah.
Well, I've met people who have, like, interviewed him.
Wow.
So I, yeah,
that's
there you
cool.
go.
That's cool. That is cool.
I know. Ooh. I'm just so well connected. What can I say?
I feel like the Queen would be a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna I'm trying to think. Oh, wait, no. I'm 1 degree. We're Have you met Sully? Sully Brick? No, not Sully.
No.
We met Prince Charles. So aren't we technically?
I thought Sully had met the Queen.
No.
Maybe
we met Prince Charles. Yeah.
But you guys have met the Queen.
Oh yeah, we did meet the Queen.
There
we
you go.
About that. Yeah.
We were in a cabaret at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah. But we did meet Prince Charles, didn't we?
We
after,
did. As Midnight Beast
and Camilla.
Prince Charles and Camilla.
Is the Queen a big fan of the Midnight Beast?
The Queen, I'm not sure. She wasn't there, but Prince Charles is.
He was.
Prince Charles said, I like the costumes.
Just before.
Oh, that's so diplomatic.
I know. We'd been wearing spandex too, so bless him. And we were wearing crowns too.
Yeah.
So.
Of course he played like that.
That's great.
I'm 1 degree away from Margot Robbie. Which is
We all are because Hazel's now done a video.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Hazel Hayes,
love that.
That's
very
good.
Exciting. That was a good video.
That's a great one.
So back to All Killer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's your favourite cameo?
Hannah Witton.
Ash
was a bit slow on
just
that
checking.
One.
So I was thinking of all the other cameos.
Ash still has an answer.
No, I said Hannah Witton. Under my breath.
My favourite cameo was the guy that looks like you, whose name I can't even remember.
That was brilliant.
Here's a
name. What was his name?
Steph? What was his name?
Clive.
His name was Steph.
Oh my god, but your doppelganger. Jeez. It's so perfect.
He was a lovely guy, and we knew all the same people. We basically went to college together.
Really?
We
ate all the same food.
Yeah.
Maybe we were the same person.
Yeah. Maybe. It's like Fight Club, isn't it? My whole life. This guy and me are the same person.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry if I just gave away the ending of Fight Club, guys. Spoilers.
Oh my god.
Great film. I think Chris Kendall was hilarious.
Oh, he was hilarious. Chris,
very, very
him.
Funny.
He has a good bit.
Plays a Burns victim.
Your bit, yeah. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very funny. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm just remembering like all the green slushy that mm-hmm. was on my skin.
I know.
Afterwards, it was sticky. So sticky.
Yeah, it syrup. Stuck around. Yeah.
Gross.
My voice just broke. That's what just
stuck around.
My voice is still recovering from Summer in the City.
I've got that. Yeah.
Like, my voice still breaks all the time.
I know.
Aww.
Constantly hitting puberty, aren't you?
Yeah.
All the time.
Round 2, round 3.
So much still puberty. Going.
Yeah.
Still can short, we? Though. So with All Killer, it kind of. Mm. I don't want to spoil anything for anyone listening, but it ends on a bit of a cliffhanger, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
It does.
So
it ends with a whodunit.
Who done it? I know. And I do. You, here's a question. Mm. Do you know?
Absolutely. Well,
do you know who done it?
I mean, how great would it be if it was an actual series, right?
It would be so great.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, because currently we just had to write a one-off, and we were told to leave it on a bit of a hanger, and we wanted to as well.
Yeah. So it sat down as a bit of a short film.
But when
you
were writing it, were you like, oh, this is the person that done it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or persons.
Yeah.
Or,
wow.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, we have funny ending, but we also have a, like, scary ending.
We have funny ending.
Yeah, yeah.
We have funny ending.
We have funny ending. And we're looking... Yeah, I mean, like, because that's the thing a lot of people don't understand watching All Killer, that because it's a one-off, the more they talk about it, the more likely it is.
I know, guys, hashtag All Killer. Yes. Go watch it on Vimeo and talk about it so that they can make more and make my part bigger.
Thank you.
More slushies for Hannah.
More slushies. More singing for Hannah.
More singing immediately.
Yeah, now that I know that I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And more singing, more slushies.
Live singing, if anything.
It would be just every time you entered the room, you just had a slushy on you.
Well, then that's very much likely.
Just resting on her head.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at that, actually, balancing things on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, name us one thing.
What's the
name
you?
Something.
Name us an object.
That's a book.
How many books?
The hardback book.
How many?
Maybe like maximum 3. I've never tried it, but like I would give it a go. I would like...
Mad respect
for
that.
What about a plant pot?
Depends how big.
Because we've got one right there. So you could actually try it
not
out.
That's is probably heavier than
that's
me.
Big.
That
is what about Drew Wakeley?
Could you mental.
Just
I could
head?
Give him a piggyback.
Okay.
Yeah. On the head.
Currently here
that's
right
a
now.
Shoulder. I mean,
he is here. But it is radio, so no one could actually see that.
I thought that you would have rewarded. I walked you down to buy the new Harry Potter book the other day.
You did.
And you could
I'm
have at least rewarded me by showing me your balancing book.
Well, I have it with me in my bag. I'll show you later.
All right, great.
Because I'm halfway through.
Oh, nice. Is it any good?
Reading it?
Not at the moment.
No.
Not at the moment.
My God, guys.
Is it great? I'm so
really?
Excited.
But keep the secrets. Keep the secrets.
We are actually 1 degree away from the writer of Harry Potter.
Oh, wait, you told me this.
Yeah.
Degree.
Yeah, our friend Rachel Mason.
Not J.K. Rowling, though. You mean Jack Thorne.
Jack Thorne.
Well, we're 1 degree away from her as well.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's exciting.
That's really exciting. She is the queen.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
So Rachel Mason, our friend, her husband wrote... Yeah. The new Harry Potter.
Wow. Yeah. Is this just going to be a show of us name dropping?
I think so.
You should have like a clang sound effect every time someone does
something. Oh, okay. That's
maybe
a good
you
idea.
Do it.
Maybe you could do the clang. Yeah,
we
that's
don't
a
have
good
that
idea.
Yet, but...
Clang. That's a good...
Hey! My godfather is Toby Jones, and he is Dobby the house elf in Harry Potter films.
Clang.
Hey. There we go. All right.
That's good, though.
So, Steph, you picked a song.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Do you remember what it is?
Yeah, I think it's Into You by Ariana Grande, isn't it?
Correct!
Woo-hoo.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. And all I wanna do is to fall in deep. But close ain't close enough till we cross the line. Yeah.
get this right. Oh, babe, I love what you started. The temperature's rising and here's this gonna happen. Been waiting and waiting for you to make a move. Before I make a move. So baby, come light me up. And maybe I'll let you on it. A little bit dangerous. But baby, that's how I want it. A little less conversation and a little more touch my body. Cause I'm so into you, into you, into you. Got everyone watching us. So baby, let's keep it secret. A little bit scandalous. But baby, don't let them see it. A little less conversation and a little more touch my body. Cause I'm so into you, into you, into you. Tell me what you came for. It's like an
Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
We have got the brothers of Formation. Hey Matt, how's it going?
Just listening to the radio, and then someone said they were speaking on the phone, and I was like,
you were no more confused than I was when I realised I was speaking was to one half of Sigma. Many people might not know, but you're brothers.
Yeah, we're twins. Basically, we have a motto that argue until it's right.
Yeah.
So it's easier for us to kind of slag each other off or have a dig at each other and like make sure we're getting it correct.
Well, as long as you don't go down the Gallagher's route.
Oh, no. We write good music, so that'll never happen.
Oh!
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Whoa, we're back.
Hey.
We're back. You're listening to the Hannah Witten Show. Hannah, I've got Witten. My own show, guys.
Oh,
you're the first guests. How privileged do you feel?
I feel very
right
honoured
now
to be your first guest.
Congratulations.
And you like talking, so it just
I
makes
love
sense
talking. And it really like feeds the narcissist in me, mm-hmm, that I've got a show called The Hannah Witten Show.
Do you find it weird that you normally talk on camera and you're talking?
This is really strange for me. Like, yeah, the reason why I asked you guys, like, other than the fact that I love you and I think you're all very talented, but the reason I asked you to be my first guest is because there's three of you, and then the banter would just be easier.
Yes,
banter.
That's true.
Let's step up then. Let's get some banter.
Actually, something. You look so tired.
And I'm tired.
Yeah, you're like, let's step it up then.
That is so horrible, Hannah.
Tired.
I'm not looking the best I've ever looked.
Thank you.
You have like slicked back your hair.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Trying something
I was
new
trying to then give you a bit of a compliment, but then
not
you're like,
really started with you looking tired.
The hair's good.
It's a good start, isn't it?
You made an effort with the hair, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
cool. Still looking tired though.
Got the Brill
under the eyes.
The Brill cream.
Oh my god. Okay. Right, boys. No. Gonna play a game of innuendo or innuendon't.
I like that.
Sure.
Which is a game I made up.
Okay.
Well done.
And they're actually like, it's a video on my channel. I actually did it with Charlie and Jimmy.
Awesome.
And
sure,
a lot of people were like, we like this, do more videos. And I'm now like, now it's going to be on the radio instead.
All right.
So, right, you know, that's their problem. They can deal with that. And you're just going to have to listen to this. Okay, so
sure,
the game is, I've found some random phrases on Urban Dictionary. Okay. Some of these are related to sex. Mm-hmm. Some of these are not. So some of them are innuendos and some of them are innuendon'ts.
Okay.
I'm going to read the word / phrase and you have to guess, mm-hmm, if it is sexual or not. Okay. And its meaning.
Okay.
Right. Would you guys like to play as a team or against each other?
Against.
Oh.
Always against each other, aren't we?
It's
in
fun.
The writer's room and in here.
It's fun.
Okay, all so right. You're each going to need a buzzer noise.
Okay.
So
we know what Drew's is.
What was yours? Oh my God, can you... I love that.
Yours is low. Drew's is so high.
I learned that in my first year at uni. It was a very productive year. What's your noise going to be, Steph? Oh, that's good. You got to get quick on that, though.
I know.
That's the thing.
I know. I'm going to just sit here with my finger in my mouth. Oh, is that an innuendo or an innuendo?
I'm going to say innuendo.
Okay.
Nice.
It's not.
I can just go, wee.
You sound tired.
Okay. Right,
thanks, mate.
What's yours? Are you,
I can't play because I am the quiz master.
Sure, of course.
Let's go through those noises again. So, Steph, Drew, Ash.
So tired. So, just dead eyes.
Okay.
Dead behind the eyes.
So, first person to buzz in gets first guess of whether it's sexual or not.
Okay.
I won't tell you if you're right or not, because then you have to guess the meaning.
Sure.
Okay.
And I will let you know if you're right or wrong. If you're wrong, then it'll pass on to the next person to buzz in.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah?
Okay. Cool.
We all good?
I get it.
Right. Ash, you're near me, so don't look at my piece of paper.
Sure.
Stop peeking.
Right.
Excuse me.
With okay.
That's what she said.
First one. Oh, actually, do you know what? Even some of the bloody words on this, it's very clear. I didn't think this through. Let's go with crotch spiders.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Oh, that was Steph. That was Steph.
Okay. Yes. I think that is an innuendo.
What do you think it means?
I think that means, like, I mean, I don't know what it means. I know it's an innuendo, but I think it's like, is it maybe like when you get like little fluffy bits on your pants?
Oh, you're kind. You're in the right area.
What, as in pants?
I think that was not you.
You don't even remember your buzzer sound.
I think you were just
that
yawning.
Was really clear, though, Drew. Okay.
I think it's innuendo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think instead of bits of fluff, mm-hmm. I think it's maybe stray pubes.
Interesting.
Just sort of tickling the crotch area.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I've done a hand movement as well.
I really enjoyed that hand movement.
I felt that hand movement.
So
yes, that's what I did. I was going to go for something.
Okay, well, none of you are right, but Drew, you are the closest.
Yes.
Okay.
So it depends if you want to call it sexual or not. Yeah, why not? Let's do points. All who's right. going to count them?
Mate.
Not me. Okay, Drew.
We got a pen.
I do actually. There you go. You can be this point scorer.
All right.
But let's not be surprised when Drew wins.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Not at all.
So crotch spiders is actually the pubic hairs that stick out of your bikini bottom.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Or underwear.
So is that an innuendo?
Well, I don't know. It depends if you find that sexual or not.
It's not.
I don't find it sexual.
It's around the crotch area.
There's a lot of things around
there. All I know is I got a point.
All right. Okay, the next one is introsexual.
Okay.
What?
Introsexual.
Someone make a bloody noise. Oh, Steph.
Go on.
I made it because I'm nervous with silence, and I know that silence is not good on the radio. Yeah. Just helping you out, Hannah.
Thanks, Steph.
What do you think?
All right, can I hear the word again?
Introsexual.
I think it's somebody introvert. Is somebody that is very into themselves.
What, so they're just really
into
themselves.
And they're scared of like social situations and stuff. So intersexual is maybe somebody that's scared of sexual experiences.
Okay. You were like, your logic was going in the right place, but then you came to the wrong conclusion. Drew.
Innuendo for me.
I'm going to go on the same lines as innuendo. But I think it's maybe if you're a virgin and it's an intro to your sexual activities.
So you're like your sexual debut.
Yeah.
Again, wrong, Ash.
Someone that's just really into themselves.
Yes!
Sounds like me! That's why I get it!
Someone who's sexually aroused by themselves.
Amazing. Yeah, right.
And Ash takes a drink.
Thank you.
That's why you've got a mirror above your bed.
Oh my God, do you though?
No. Do you want to put me down for a point? Thank you.
Already done it, mate. Already done
good.
It.
Thanks,
honest.
Good.
Honest point scorer.
Oh, thanks, Drew.
No
okay.
worries.
Next.
Okay.
I like this one. Sexual equinox.
No idea. I don't even know what that means. Equinox.
Equinox, like equal. Like, it's,
oh.
That's the origin of that word, equal. Mm. So sexual equinox. Yes, Drew.
Well, I've done this noise now, but I don't know if it's a do or don't, but I would imagine it's somebody that equally likes to pleasure as much as receive.
Mm. Maybe. I really like those people, but it's not that. I'm sorry.
That's that.
Any of you boys, other boys want to chime in?
Mm.
And your thoughts
on
this?
No, because I'll be going totally the wrong
no
way.
I have no idea, Hannah.
Do you have something in your brain, though?
No, nothing in my brain. That is worth
not in general.
Worth anything, yeah. No, I'll leave
stab
that.
In the dark.
Sexual equinox.
Sexual equinox.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay, I need a hint.
It's about sexual partners.
Okay. Oh my, I have no idea.
To be honest, I said I was going to give you a hint before I knew what the hint was, and then I was like, shit, what's the hint going to be?
Is it equal partners? Is it people of the same sex having sex?
No.
Okay.
Is it if you can't let go of your ex-partners, so you just always...
Oh, no.
I don't even want to guess. I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Okay, boys.
All right. Neil
Well, you do have the answers. I mean,
do,
you're saying it as if, like, oh,
I
God,
know
I know
the
everything.
Answers. But I don't know if I would have been able to guess this,
no.
but
okay.
I still really like it. It's when your age matches up with your number of sexual partners.
Wow.
I love that one.
That is, yeah.
Neil Poir for anyone there.
No points. Point for me. Can I have a point? Just for the research.
You're not even reading it out
yet.
Got a point
for
that.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, last one.
Okay.
Half a point.
Because then this will be who the winner is, / if you get the point, then it's a draw.
Then
Steph.
It's a draw.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a draw.
Oh,
okay.
Nice, last one.
Come
on, okay, this one should hopefully be super easy.
All right.
Outer course. Yes, Steph.
When you are having sex outside...
No.
No.
Don't.
Yes, true.
When you don't actually... when nothing goes in and you just...
There's another word for this that is more commonly
you don't
used.
Pop yourself inside.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. We're all going, wow. Look at what we're discussing
here. Pop yourself inside. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
cool.
So just when you both...
She's not nodding at all. So
any insight, Ashley?
I think mine's just a bit coarse.
That's yours.
It's just like, when you finish outside onto the person.
onto the
back or I don't know.
Oh wow!
Okay,
you're all wrong.
Was anyone close?
You were the closest, maybe,
so
Drew.
That's a point. That's a half point.
What is it?
Because I got a point earlier.
It's basically dry humping.
I'm putting myself down for a half point.
Fine, Drew, you win. Well done, Drew.
Yeah, well done, point master.
No enthusiasm amongst
good.
Any of you.
Yeah, because none of us won.
I won.
There's actually one more on my list.
Maybe, Stefan, we'll get a point. Go
yes.
for it, go on.
Flat earther.
Yeah. You got this one, mate. Flat earther.
Go on.
You're always talking about flat earthing.
That was the wettest
still, still dedicated to the sound.
Yeah.
Flat earther.
The flat earther.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean,
Well,
what?
You popped, so there we go.
The fun days. I don't know what it is.
That's what she said.
Flat earther.
I'll give you a hint. It's not sexual in the slightest. This is an innuendo.
Innuendo.
Yeah.
Flat earther. It's something to do with gardening.
Sure.
And is it?
Which it isn't, clearly, because you just said sure.
Keep going.
It's gardening. It's when you're working on the flat earth.
It's a gardening term.
What is it?
It's a gardening
amazing.
Term. Okay.
Do you guys want to take a guess?
Flat earther.
Go on, give yourself another point for whatever you say. Go on. It doesn't need
maybe
to be
you'll
right
even
clearly.
Get a half point here.
It's a tool used to measure how flat the earth is.
Oh, nice. Wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Half
flat
a point in there?
I mean, it's close. No, definitely
no.
not.
No.
But it's closer than what Steph said.
Sure. Well, let's see what.
What's Ashley?
I mean, there must be a tool
with?
To be able to just flatten the earth.
Yeah,
now, right.
I'm going to say
earther.
It's not an object.
It's not an object.
It's not an object.
Flat earther.
It's something that you could call a person.
Okay.
An insult.
Oh, it describes a person.
Could describe a type of person.
Boring.
A flat earther.
That's a good guess.
So,
Oh, sorry.
Someone, maybe a hippie? Someone that is in tune with the world? You know what I mean? Someone that's...
But think about
it's a terrible
flat earther. Flat.
Flat.
Yeah? No?
That's why
I'm bored of you being bad at this, so right. I'm going to tell you the answer.
Oh, I thought that was the answer.
No, it's a person who does not accept or is out of touch with the realities and beliefs of modern times.
Wow.
Yeah, Steph, you should have got that one.
One who blatantly dismisses / disagrees with common knowledge or scientific findings.
Right, okay.
So, as in still believing that the Earth is flat.
Okay.
That was an easy point we still gave up there.
I know.
It was. And on that note, that was innuendo or innuendo.
I pitted us against each other and it egg on my face.
Maybe the lesson learnt here is that if you had worked as a team.
Yeah, we would have got
Stefan
there.
Would have got some.
There's no. I would have got something.
Something out of it.
Next, we're going to play a game called Songs About Sex.
Okay.
Sure. I asked you guys to send me some songs about sex before the show. I've gone with Ash's choice.
Thank you.
Although there are other songs about sex throughout the show.
There
but
are
loads. This one we're going to really analyse.
Okay.
We've all got the lyrics in front of us.
Sure.
So as the song plays, boys take notes.
Okay.
Really listen out for the nuance in the song. And afterwards, we're going to discuss what we think about it and all of that. So this is The Lonely Island, I Just Had Sex.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing.
I just had sex. So good when I did it with my penis. A girl let me do it, it literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest. Never guess where I just came from, I had sex. If I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great. And I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there, guess what I just did. Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing. I just had sex.
Doesn't really make sense. But man, screw it, I ain't one to argue with a good thing. She could be my wife. That good? The best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft night smelling girl's better. Plus she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater.
So this one's dedicated to them.
Been a racist.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
She put a bag on my head.
Still count. I just had sex. And my dreams came true. So if you had sex in the last 30 minutes, then you're qualified to sing with me. I just had sex.
Everybody sing.
And it felt so good.
We all had sex.
So good. I wanna let me put my penis inside.
I love that song.
I love that
so
song.
So
good.
Much.
It's a great song.
They're the best comedy rap band around.
We're the second best.
Second best, Midnight Beat.
So the reason I chose that song.
Oh, yeah, please tell us.
Is because a girl once made me play that after we had sex.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And we danced around naked and drunk wine.
Hey!
Did it make you feel depressed that you didn't write it with your comedy rap band?
The yeah, it's depressing that it's got a few hundred million more hits than ours. But yeah.
I used to just completely troll my student union, and we had one of those like DJ things where if you downloaded the app, you could play the songs in the union bar. Yeah. Yeah. And I would just be there in the middle of the day on a Wednesday in the afternoon or whatever, and I would play this song or any other Lonely Island stuff, and everyone would just be like, what the hell's happening? And I'm just there chuckling to myself in the corner, like, mischief. Okay. Before we get into analysing these lyrics and like really like reading into the text here, we've got some tweets we're going to read out. First of all, Ash, it looks like your mum is listening.
She listened to what I just said. Great.
She says, best behaviour, Ashley. Mum's listening. I love you.
Thanks. Done with that one.
Could have done that before. Could have said that
2 minutes ago.
Thanks, Lady Kaz. Lady Kaz.
Do you talk to your mum about sex?
No.
No? Okay. Well,
no, not really.
Now's your time, Kaz. Luca Shepherd said, I'm listening, boys.
What's up, boys?
That's how I'm saying it, because that's how it's spelled.
Love that.
And Jamie said, toddle oddle. Oh, I know who you're a fan of. Pausing Harry Potter for this, so I have high hopes. this has made me so much more excited for All Killer.
Oh,
yay!
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
I hope we don't let you down.
No.
Also, pausing what Harry Potter? Like, are you watching a film or you've like stopped reading The Cursed Child?
Yeah.
Like,
or just thinking about it in his head? Just pausing Harry Potter in his
we
head.
Need
just
to know.
Stop.
We need to know.
Life pause.
Life pause.
Oh, my days. Okay, right. I just had sex.
Sure.
The Lonely Island featuring Akon. Lyrics. What lyrics. Do we think, boys?
Okay.
I think they're quite self-explanatory.
I think they're bang on the money.
I have one thing that I would just like to raise.
Sure.
Is that this is one of my favourite songs.
Yeah.
And I like to sing it all the time. But it feels weird as someone sans penis.
Yes.
Singing this. And I've always tried to rewrite it in my head to be like about someone with a vagina who has sex
with
someone with a penis.
That would be good. A parody of it from a girl's perspective.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that for
I don't think this song's about sex. I think it's a metaphor.
What
think,
well, okay, what's what it a metaphor for?
Okay, go on, Seth. Now you said that. Here we go. Go on, mate.
This was something that,
improv, dude. Come on.
This was something that Drew was saying to me.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you stop me? That's mental.
No, but if you read it, look. So I just had sex and it felt so good. A woman let me put my penis inside her. That's not about sex.
No, that's not about sex. That's about, what is it, Steph?
It's about being scared of commitment.
Amazing.
It's about what every guy's like. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's about that.
Well, yeah, I'll never go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex? Have you ever had a relationship?
Yeah.
Have it felt great?
Oh, so because
but
he's
felt
so
good
obsessed
that he did the relationship
sex,
with his penis.
There's no actual relationship happening.
It felt so good when I did it with my penis. That's him thinking. That's his
scared.
Brain. He's thinking about
it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a really interesting reading.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Are we going to go through the whole thing, or is it?
Oh, yeah, we can go through all of it, like how it makes you feel.
A girl let me do it.
Which is good.
That's
how it should be. Good.
Consensual.
We don't have to go through every line. Just can pick out your favourite bits.
All right.
Okay.
Would you ever call your parents after you were done?
Absolutely not.
Mom, I'm done. No, I haven't. No, I'm done. Can you clean it up?
What?
Ask him,
Lady Kaz.
I'm so sorry, Kaz.
Sorry, Karen.
Oh, wow.
Having sex could make a nice man out the meanest.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's always a nice thing.
That is, that's
positive.
Always nice. Yeah. Puts you in a good mood,
yeah,
is what they're saying.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Saw her boobies and
the
rest.
World.
I like that line.
Which line?
And the rest.
Goes, had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest.
And explain what the rest is.
Brilliant line.
Do you
so
not
what's the
know?
Rest? No, what's the rest?
Have you never seen?
Well, no, I need you to explain to me.
The vagina.
Well, the vulva.
All vulva? Right.
Vulva's the outside bit, and the vagina is actually like the inside tunnel.
All right, nerd.
nerd. Tunnel.
Just a body, mate.
Don't know
just
what
a body.
About, nerd.
What's
that
about?
Tunnel? I'm writing a sex ed book. Plug. Doing it.
Yeah.
Clang.
Yeah.
Clang.
Okay, go on. What's your answer?
What?
Well,
it says Clang, that was his. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just keep drinking.
Yeah. I like. I want to tell the world. Because I relate to this a lot because I'm a very open person.
You
and
are.
When I have sex, I like to tell a lot of people.
That's true. Fine.
Yeah. That's just a thing that I do. Not everyone's like that. Some people are more private.
I like to their own.
I like that the singer's not picky. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do her, because honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure.
Oh,
he's a bit.
He's not fussy.
He's not. Doesn't inside really care
poo.
Who it is.
He doesn't care.
Inside a warm poo.
He's just grateful that it's anything.
It's just
yeah. But the thing is that would you want to have sex with someone who really didn't care who it was they were fucking or what? You know.
What's the question?
Like, would you want to have sex with someone who, like, to them, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, they'd have a sex with a pile of manure.
Yeah. You're literally just
a pile of manure
to them.
No, I'd rather not.
Exactly.
Isn't that, Charlotte, your girlfriend's pet name for you, pile of manure?
Mental. When you're having sex. That's what she says to you. Manure.
Sounds a bit like veneer.
Ever put a bag on someone's head?
No, have you?
No, but like blindfolds.
Hesitate.
Does that like
many blindfolds around?
Sorry. That's meant blindfold is like something a bit like teasing.
Yeah.
A bag on the head is just literally.
That's rude.
I
just want your body.
They're not in the same category in the slightest.
No.
And plastic bag. That's a whole nother.
That's a different level. Maybe that's like a BDSM thing.
Maybe.
Could be a bit kinky.
Dangerous.
Because you can at least
have a safe word.
Yeah, but you can at least see like through a plastic bag.
Yeah. And exactly. That's true. But plastic bags shouldn't muck around
when
with
you them.
Use
the meshes. Kids.
Yeah.
And always using them. Exactly. Drew's safe words, manure.
Manure.
But like my mum's listening.
What's your safe word, Steph?
My safe word, please stop.
Ashley doesn't have one.
Ashley, what's your safe word?
Keep going. I mean, that's,
and then they know to stop.
That's mental what I'm doing.
Absolutely insane.
A friend of mine safe word is unicorn.
Nice. That's
really,
that's pleasant.
It's lovely, isn't it? What's your safe word?
Very unsexual, that. Just
I've not had to come up with one yet. No. I'll have a think.
Okay.
I mean, mine's manure, apparently.
I think you've got to stick with that now.
I think maybe I will.
I think that is...
Lucky Charlotte.
Yeah.
God, I think she can't wait.
Manure.
Yeah, just... I think if you make it something really unsexual, it's bound to make the person want to stop.
I mean...
Like unicorn.
Yeah. Or manure.
Or manure.
But what? Wow. So what was the last thing?
Velour.
Sorry?
I like it because it rhymes.
Velour. Have you ever had sex with a racist?
Is that in the song?
Yeah, because it says I think she might have been a racist.
I thought that was just a question.
No, because at that point in the music video, he looks up and there's like a KKK hat on the stand. So that's like extreme
racism.
Like,
that's
have you ever had sex with someone that voted Brexit? Or
nice.
In or out?
That's what they say.
In, out, shake it all about.
I like that.
Nice.
Innuendo.
Where you shaking?
Excuse me.
All right. So, have I ever had sex with a racist? I haven't. No, luckily, Ash.
Not knowingly.
No. Not knowingly.
Do you not have the whole like political questionnaire before you have sex with someone? Like
always.
Yeah. I've got the questions in my phone. It's like a whole like you know survey they have to fill out before.
Great.
I let them anywhere near me.
So you never have.
Well, I hope my questionnaire is very rigid.
Very thorough.
Very thorough, yeah.
Thorough, yeah.
Okay, good.
Any last thoughts on this song and what it like truly means at the heart of it?
Well, I said it's about someone scared of commitment, but...
Yeah, but they want to tell the world.
I know.
If you're scared of commitment, do you really want to like shout it out? You're more likely to kind of avoid...
Didn't last very long. The best 30 seconds of my life.
Yeah,
that's really sad.
I cried the whole time. I mean,
that sounds familiar.
Great song.
I mean, I love it. It's one of my faves.
It's awesome.
Yeah, they've got loads of great comedy rap songs, haven't they?
Loads of them. So many.
Good for them.
Such good comedy. All right, we are later going to be playing. Let's call it playing. Drunk Advice Live. So if you do have any questions, if you need any advice, because we're suitably like wind up by now, aren't we?
Yes.
I specifically got wine and not beer because of you, Drew.
Drew's gluten free.
I know, I'm so thoughtful like that. You're welcome.
Most kind.
So if you do have any questions that you want our help with, because we're super qualified, tweet at FUBAR Radio or email Hannah at FUBARradio.com. And This is another song that I think is you again, Ash.
Oh, really? You've been choosing all my choices.
Oh, you emailed them. You chose these.
We all chose
I didn't pick.
Songs.
I didn't pick
I
the order.
I just have great late choices. In the day.
You did?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who knows?
I'm excited. What is it?
Yeah, which one is it?
It's another song about sex, actually.
Oh, yeah? Go on.
Well, now, yeah. We call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
Whole rap of that I love that was my karaoke song.
You can do the whole rap of it.
Yeah,
go now.
Sweat baby.
Oh, straight away.
That's great.
We know what you meant
when I was 9 years old on karaoke.
Oh,
Florida.
Nice.
Aww. We've had some more tweets in. So Georgie White said, "It's so weird listening to Hannah Whitten on the radio, but I love it."
Aww.
Thanks, Georgie. Get used to it. Clooney. I just want to come and join in your combo.
Join it now.
Yeah, just keep tweeting. Join in.
Get involved.
Amelie Flint says, "Stopped watching Netflix for this."
It's that good.
What were you watching? Stranger Things? I've got two episodes left of Stranger Things.
I bloody love it.
We finished it.
Yeah. I'm so behind.
It's amazing.
Blah, 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 blah. And Harry has said, "Loving Hannah Whitten on Foo Bar Radio." Thanks, Harry. Also, Sitsy Blues. You were at Sitsy, Harry. I hope you had a good time.
Sitsy.
Okay, we're going to play another little game that I've made up again.
Running theme here.
Just making things up. It's just inside of my brain.
I like that.
And it's called Shitter Twitter.
Here's
where we'd put a jingle if we had a jingle.
Shitter.
Maybe it should have like a toilet sound or something.
Yeah, that would be
And good. Then like a...
Nice.
Like Twitter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Bit of both. Yeah. Same time.
All of the things.
What was that?
That was the Twitter whistle.
didn't
hear you give a go.
The Twitter whistle.
Mine would just be a groan.
That's good. You guys are good.
You guys are all right.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
Bit high, that.
So we're all pretty active on Twitter, I'd say.
Yeah.
Big time.
We've got some people following us, but there are some things that we write out that never see the light of day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Sometimes it's for the best.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it was because we were drunk when we were writing it and then we forgot to press send, which is always like better than when you're drunk and you're writing it and you do press tweet.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd just go through our Twitter drafts.
Nice.
If you have any great Twitter drafts, please tweet them at us. Like, actually tweet those drafts at FooBar Radio. Or if you're scared of publicly tweeting them,
they won't be drafts anymore. Yeah.
Then email hannah@foobarradio.com and just embarrass yourselves along with us. I'm going to be a gentleman. I'll start. Okay, I'm having a look in here.
I'm excited.
What's happening?
She was having a giggle.
Yeah, giggles. Okay, so this is one that I wrote that I think I saved in my drafts because I was planning on like expanding on the point that I was making, but I didn't quite know what to say and I didn't get there. So it literally just says, "Marriage increases a man's life expectancy and reduces a woman's."
That's funny.
But it's not funny. It's true.
Oh, yeah. Funny because it's true.
It's true. Because if you research like the actual like health benefits of marriage, men have so many health benefits of marriage. They live longer. They're just generally like healthier. And a woman like is actually more likely to die.
That's crazy.
Why is that?
Because if a woman marries a man, then it's just like he's way happier because women are great and she's way sadder because men aren't as great.
Well,
maybe. That's a theory.
Come on.
Just throwing it out there.
Just personal preference.
I don't know what the reason is, but it is like there is scientific evidence that the life expectancy and health benefits thing is true.
Sorry about that, ladies.
So, if you're a woman, don't get married. That's what you're saying.
But don't get married to a man.
A man.
Or just don't get married to an arsehole.
Yeah. That
maybe.
Too. Yeah. So that's maybe a good point.
So that's all men, right? Is that what you're saying?
No.
All right. Do any of you boys have a happier tweet draft?
I have one that I added Lucy Pie, and pie is three E's. And I said, "Nice, welcome to the club." And I never sent it.
She's waiting for that.
Do you remember what that was like referring to?
Can you find out? I can't find out.
No.
Oh no, here we go. Yeah. So I'd posted a pun from our new Pokemon parody plug, and I said, "You better keep your mouth shut." And she said, "I think Pokemon puns are my new favourite thing."
Ooh.
And I typed, "Nice, welcome to the club," and I didn't send it.
Don't get it.
Probably like ran out of like maybe went into a bit with no signal or something and it just got saved to
maybe.
Draft.
So Lucy Pie, I'm sending you this tweet in 3, 2, 1 tweeted.
What a guy.
Like Love 2 that. Weeks later.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
All right, Drew, what's yours?
I haven't got any.
Oh wait, no, this is one, isn't it?
I don't believe that.
Isn't it? This one that I gave to you.
One that he's trying to write in.
Look, Ash, do you want to read that one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, passing the phone.
Oh great, love this one. This blank page.
It says
something coarse.
Should I just read out one of mine?
Yeah, read out one of yours.
Okay, because that was a really funny joke for radio. Okay, so here we go. It says, I mean, they were boring. They were very boring. I've got, we got a few songs ready to drop. If we play them to people, would people be like, who dat?
So, it's good that you didn't post that.
Yeah, it's
one,
good that it didn't go out. There was
well,
a reason for
on,
it.
On the video that we did on my channel, there was a very
deleted that.
There was a comment that just kept on reappearing. It was just like, oh, I had no idea these guys were still a thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's always a nice, and a I was nice like, comment. Aw.
That's always a nice comment. That guy keeps on plugging.
Nice.
Just still keep reminding
here.
Yourself.
Keep reminding.
Okay, I see that this is just going to become me embarrassing myself. Oh, wait, no, there's one here that says, are Meghan Trainor and Amy Schumer equivalents for the music and comedy industries your problematic fave?
Oh.
As in, like, everyone loves them, but also everyone kind of has a problem with them and they've done some messed up stuff.
Definitely. I can know? Agree with that. But were you scared to put it out because of the opinion?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it's
what's
just
the messed up stuff they did?
Just generally, some people don't think Amy Schumer's funny.
And
I think she's very funny.
She's also
very funny.
But a lot of people I've seen online who are like in who are plus size are bothered by her, like basically her career and her funniness is her being like, I'm not skinny.
Yeah.
And then there was like this article that was written or something where she was like listed as like one of the most amazing like plus size women, and then she was all like, I'm not plus size, and then they were like, you can't make jokes, like basically make your whole career around being plus size, and then also be like, well, no, but I'm not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I get so that with Meghan Trainor. I definitely get that.
And then Meghan Trainor, like in her body positive song, was like, skinny bitches.
Mm. Yeah.
So people have an issue with that. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
no,
was
I
a thought
that.
I had, and I was like,
fair not going to push
thought.
That. Yeah.
Problematic fave.
That is the problem with Twitter, is that you think it makes sense to voice your opinion, but at the same time,
sometimes you can't deal with that shit.
No.
I tweeted about Suicide Squad and not liking it, and then DC fans just came and like were like, fake fan,
wow.
Read the comics. And I was like, no.
If a film doesn't sell itself in the film, surely you could say you're not into the film.
Exactly.
No, it's an opinion. I said the same thing about Dobby's death in Harry Potter.
What about it? What
I said I didn't cry.
Hadn't seen it.
Oh.
And people were like,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen it.
Not seen Harry Potter.
Spoilers.
No. Probably shouldn't be listening to Hannah Witten if you've not seen Harry Potter.
Dobby dies. Snape dies. Dumbledore dies. Fred Weasley dies.
Wow.
Lupin dies.
Generally haven't seen any of them. So. Not a problem.
That's your problem, though.
Yeah, that's your problem. Don't worry. I've seen all of the Fast and the Furious films, which are great to watch.
They
so,
great
they
films.
They're great films to get
people
into.
Walker.
Yeah.
Get, huh?
R.I.P. Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I also have one that was written at a time when I was feeling quite vulnerable because I fancied someone and wanted to have sex with them, and then they were like, nah. And I just, in my Twitter drafts, it just says, lower your standards and fuck me.
Oh, wow.
What?
Which has not been sent.
That is amazing. Can you say who it's to?
No. I know in my head who it's about.
Oh,
but no.
Are there
absolutely not.
Is there any way to find DM drafts? Because that would be
no.
a whole new story, wouldn't it?
Oh, DM drafts.
Oh, DM drafts.
I wonder if you can find them. I don't think they exist. I think I've just...
They don't exist. I think they just they go into your draft. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Oh, Sasha Mitchell has said, listening to this with my parents at dinner, bit weird, but they're open about it.
Great.
Nice. Hello, wow. Sasha's family.
Hi, Sasha's family.
I mean, do we delve into DMs?
Penis.
Do you have DMs? Do you want to show some DMs? How many DMs
not.
Have you slid into?
Quite a few.
Honest.
It's quite embarrassing.
So much truth. I love it. Oh, boy. I've got so many more Twitter drafts, but I don't want to share them in the show because I feel like I need to save them for like next week.
For next ones.
Yeah.
Well, that means you can save a lot of good stuff and know it's going to get seen.
I know. Jeez. All right. Okay. We're going to play another song. This one was Drew's choice.
Okay.
Is this also about sex? I feel like it is.
What? Was it?
It's called What's Your Fantasy?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that. Is it about sex?
Ludicrous.
Let's listen to it and
find
out.
Nothing but.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move.
on the bed, down to the flow. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy.
I wanna, lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna, move from the bed, down to the flow. When I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta,
I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top, lick it, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock, while the boat rock. We go bots and robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Lick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, or just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park, to the point, to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous, woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it, lover gon' tap that ass on. I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll last them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you stash them? I let them free and they tell me what's they fantasy. Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the bathtub with the candles lit. You give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert. Cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet dick, it just roll out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain. Running the train when it's hot or when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? The sauna, jacuzzi. In the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just pull me. On hay in the middle of the barn. Rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman right off of her feet.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy.
Seat, windows up, that's the way you like to fuck. Clogged up, fog alert. Rip the pants and rip the shirt. Rough sex, make it hurt. In the garden, all in the dirt. Roll them brown, Georgia Brown. That's the way that I like it. Twerk, legs jerk, overwork. Underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade. On the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade. Tag team, off the rope. On the ocean or in the boat. Factories are on honey's boats. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate make it melt. Whips and chains, handcuffs. Smack a little booty up with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Horseback and I'll get my reins. School teacher, let me get my reins.
Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy. Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy. I wanna, lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy. I wanna, lick you from your head to your toes.
Well, I'm really glad that I know about that song now.
Yeah. Definitely. There was one lyric in there that I didn't like. I want to make it hurt in the dirt, he said. So, I don't know what sort of man he is.
Drew's got that tattooed onto him.
Favourite lyric.
I just loved all of that.
Yeah.
I loved it. That was great. To be honest, I was not paying attention to the lyrics, but I was just like, you guys are all singing along.
Yeah.
Classic Ludo.
Drew's fave.
Ludo.
So, whilst we were listening to that, Ash found a tweet draft.
Yeah.
Come on, Ashley.
Well, I don't know when I would have ever tweeted this, but I must have been drunk and it must have been late at night. Okay, You ready for this?
Okay. I'm so ready.
Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. Oh, so when would I have thought that was a good thing to tweet out? That's mental.
I love it.
Do you?
No, because
that's really me, that.
I cringe so hard when I read tweets like that in my timeline. Same. And then sometimes I have thoughts like that and I want to tweet it, but then I'm like,
Who tweets that kind of stuff? Would leave us the draft. So that's in there. And the next one is happy birthday, Big Dong.
That's me.
But you forgot to wish him a happy birthday.
Sorry, brother.
Well, thanks for the
happy birthday, mate. Yeah. That's that.
Amelie has said that in her drafts, she's written at Evan Edinger, that's why I'm in Valor. No idea why. So that's to Pokemon Go, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Valor. This is.
That's one of the teams. Is Team that Valor. The purple? That
is, red.
Valor is red.
Noob. I don't know. I don't play it.
I'm Team Valor.
You're on Valor. What team are you?
I'm Valor too, but me and Drew's mate thought it was Valor.
Valor.
Who is
Valor?
I actually was watching Pokemon the original last night in bed.
It's on Netflix.
As in the film. The film.
The film.
Oh, the film.
No, not the film.
I really want to sit and rewatch it.
How many seasons?
I think there's... I don't know, there's like...
Plug it?
Plug it for him. Moving over mics, because that's not working.
Is your mic not working?
There's like... Yeah, there's so many episodes, so many seasons. Honestly, it's great.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
He loves it.
I don't think I've watched it in years, so I have no idea. But, are you on Pokemon Go?
Am I on Pokemon Go? I don't play Pokemon Go. I have more important things to do in my life.
Ooh.
Like go on Tinder.
What team are you on Tinder?
Value.
Instinct. That is basically the only team on Tinder.
That was nice.
You're welcome. We got another game to play.
Oh, great.
Have any of you boys heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
No.
No.
I haven't.
Okay, it's my favourite thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening, seriously, you'll be crying of laughter just after watching a few of these videos.
Oh, amazing.
So basically, if you like type into YouTube like how to pronounce a certain word, there is this YouTube channel that's been created that has all of the answers except it's all wrong and they pronounce it in the most ridiculous, hilarious ways possible.
Okay,
right.
And so this game is called... Wait, what did I call this game? Do you know what? I don't remember what I named this game.
Okay, make it up like the others. Go
ahead. No, I named this game. It's something like the fuck you're saying, mate. That's it.
Amazing.
The fuck you're saying,
mate. And so what I've got here is just some of the audio from these videos.
All right.
And you have to try and guess what the real word is from this audio. And just to give you a sense of what the channel is and how it works, one of their videos is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Right.
So we're going to listen to that now so you just get an idea of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can either, do your sounds again and work against each other or as a team.
Right. What do you want to do, Steph?
Well, I think I've learned the hard way. Let's work
as
together.
A team, yep. Okay.
And you guys can play along at home.
Lovely.
Okay. Love
that. Okay, so this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Okay.
Porn cat on man anal.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
What?
Do you want to listen to that again?
Yeah,
I want to listen to that again.
Porno. Porn cat on man anal.
That's great.
Very clever. Okay, so now I'm not going to tell you what these words are. You're just going to hear them. And as a team, work together. Put your three brains together.
Which sound are we going for?
Do you need a sound if it's all three of you?
Yeah, that's true.
Because you can confer and discuss.
Okay. Ash is gutted.
Gutting.
But you can have a sound.
Okay.
Hey, there we go.
Boring.
All right, okay.
That's two sounds.
Okay, first one. You ready, boys?
Yeah.
And maybe you get three listens.
Okay.
This is listen number one.
Bianca dunk. Bianca a kadunk. Bianca dunk.
Well, you got like four listens in that, just the one clip.
Bianca Donk.
Have we got to guess what it means?
Yeah, you got to guess what the word
beyond,
is.
Beyond a dog.
Bianca Donk.
It's a real word.
Bianca Donk.
Yeah, Bianca, I mean, it sounds like Bianca Donk, but what is that?
You just keep saying that.
You just saying it.
It's Bianca Donk.
It's a dog.
Is it that? What? Sorry, what game are you playing?
Well, like Gangnam Style. Yeah. Bianca Donk.
Oh, so you're actually saying it is actually Bianca Donk?
Yeah. No, it's not Bianca
okay,
Donk.
That's not the aim of the,
I've lost
the game.
So it is a word, but is it a few words mushed together?
This is one word.
One word.
I will give you a hint. It's a person.
Bianca Donk.
Beyonce.
Yes!
Wow!
It's Beyonce.
Thank you.
That is how to pronounce Beyonce.
Oh, I get
Beyonce.
It now. So, well done, Ash, for giving us a point.
But why are they pronouncing it like that, just so I get this?
Just for shits and gigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're saying it completely mashed up, and we've got to.
Are we all on the same page now?
It. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Where'd the donk come from?
There's a C in there.
No, I get it.
Bianca donk.
All right.
So it's not a dance. Just clear that for
sure. My favourite one is. It's how to pronounce Chateauneuf de Pape. And right. He calls it Chateauneuf de Poopity. Chateauneuf de Poopity. That's
that.
Like my favourite one.
Okay, so is that a point for our team?
You get a point, boys.
For me, or is it a point for me?
Well, you guys decided before you started that you're going to be a team. Yeah. So I'm afraid you can't.
Sorry,
just because you're one
really
point.
We don't really need points if we're on the same.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
But you win. You got it. Right, right, okay, next one, boys. The tension.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Ass donut.
Okay.
Yeah?
You got this. Any ideas, boys?
Ass donut.
Astronaut.
Yes! Astronaut!
Well done. Go team!
Well done.
Everyone's a winner.
Team Valor.
Team Midnight Beast.
Team Valor.
Oh, okay.
Ass donut.
Ass donut. That one, I mean, I thought that would be a bit harder because you're like, but there's actual real words in that one.
Yeah.
But you got it,
we
man.
Got
thank
it.
You. Yeah. Mm. That's 2 points for us.
Great.
Two like points for you.
Two
zero
points.
For Drew Wakely.
How does that work?
Who
just does.
Knows.
Of course.
All right. Next one.
Okay.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah.
Ready.
Eeny, teeny, peeny shrimp.
No.
Eeny. A teeny peeny shrimp.
A teeny.
This one's really hard, I think.
No.
I'm really sorry.
A teeny shrimp.
I just put it in because it sounds so funny.
That is hilarious.
No, you can't look over here. You can't come and look over here on my pieces of paper and find the answer.
18 might be in it.
18.
A teeny.
Panini?
Laughs at that. That was a serious guess.
I feel like E is a teeny, meeny, peeny.
Is it a word or is it a phrase or
it's
what is
one
it?
Word.
It's just one word. Okay.
Any clues?
It's one word and oh my god, this is where like my English language skills do not come in. I think. It's an adjective.
Lovely.
Oh, God. What is it?
Is it a common word?
It's a word you definitely all know, but you don't use it, like, every day.
The shrimp. Just think of the shrimp at the end. Think of what that could actually...
Shrimp.
That's a good idea, actually.
Mm. Eeny, teeny, meeny, peeny.
Do you want to listen again?
Yes, please.
Do you want
one
your
more time.
Second
Thank
listen?
You.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like it's 18.
Eeny, teeny, peeny shrimp.
Oh. Eeny, teeny, peeny shrimp.
Eeny...
Peeny.
A teeny peeny shrimp.
A teeny.
Eeny, a teeny peeny.
Okay.
I love that.
A teeny.
I'll give you a clue.
Go on.
Yeah, it's a word relating to business.
Oh.
Your face, Ash. I wish I could all see his face. He was like,
I like winning.
A teeny peeny shrimp.
Boys, Drew, any ideas?
On,
thinking,
Drew.
Mate, thinking.
Thinking's good for radio. Steph, have you got anything?
You got anything there, mate?
Oh, no, loads.
Yeah? No, go on, go
no,
for
God,
it.
God, I've got loads.
Eeny.
Yeah.
No, Drew. I've not got
no,
anything.
I'm no. sorry, that's going to
be
all
could
have to
be,
give
it could be a word that you might hear on The Apprentice.
Mum, have you got anything,
Dragon's
Karen?
Something that you could potentially say that we all have.
Hmm.
Oh, something on our body?
As no.
Oh, no.
As internet creators.
Oh.
And business people.
Eenie.
Oh, Ash.
Has he got an entrepreneur? But it's the ship. It's the entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship.
That's it. See, I got it wrong. But yeah, okay.
Eenie teeny peeny shrimp. Entrepreneurship.
Thanks for saving me there. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want you guys to win.
Thanks.
I mean, I don't know who you're playing. You're playing against me, but
yeah.
Who knows? Right. Final one, guys.
Yeah. Final one.
I can't remember. I didn't know what order these was in. I'd listened to them before, so I was like, okay, wait, that was that one. Final one.
Okay. Mm.
Dirt no, na turd.
Sorry?
Dirt no, na turd no.
I don't remember what this one is. I'm going to need my notes.
Something detergent.
Wait, no, I don't know what this one is. I swear they've downloaded the wrong one because the thing I have on my list here is
definitely not that. I think it's detergent.
So maybe we all have to guess what this one is, but who has the answer?
Dirt no, naturge, no.
Dirt no, naturd.
No.
Dirt no, naturd.
Does anyone have the answer to this?
Dirt no, naturd.
Because I don't.
Dirt no, naturd.
The one that I have written down is Frappuccino, but I remember listening to that and it was like, that's definitely not what's happening there.
Dirt no, naturd, no. That sounds like someone's name.
Don't know the term though.
We don't have anyone to give us a clue.
We don't know if we're right.
Anyone of our producers know what's going on? What is this?
Not knowing.
It's not Frappuccino.
No, that's mental.
Frappuccino.
The Frappuccino one was like, had a play it again. Right, playing it again. Anyone at home, please tweet us what the answer to this is.
The turd no.
Wait, is this the Donald Trump one? Is this Donald Trump? Dirt no, deterred no? Could be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, dirt no. I think it might be.
Well, we'll never know. But
let's say Donald Trump.
Well done, all of us.
Well done, guys.
4 out of 4, guys.
4 out of 4. We won.
We absolutely killed that. I think.
Smashed well it. Done, Hannah.
Oh, thanks. I hope everyone now goes on that channel, pronunciation manual, because it literally gives me so much entertainment.
I'm going to go on that. That's very funny.
So much entertainment. all right, we've got more songs. This one's not about sex, but it's one of my faves by the Avett Brothers.
There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. Ain't no man a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it there. You got to serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, ma, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh with them. There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. Ain't no man a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only if you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it there. You say you look funny, I say you're a star. I say you're whatever you think you are. Watch a naysayers fall right in line. If we believe it, they'll say, she is so pretty, he is so fine. There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share.
If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad, let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs, got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can save me, there ain't no man can enslave me, there ain't no man, a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it.
FUBAR Radio presents
or my other alias, Aggressive Weapons.
Aggressive Weapons are done. Don't you think that?
Yeah, I love an aggressive weapon.
I bet you.
Why not?
Before we even started the show, she made an innuendo.
Did I?
Oh, for about real? You going up in her junk.
Sorry, I couldn't find your email. I said I would check if you were in my junk.
That's how insignificant I am. How could I go unnoticed in someone's junk?
Yeah.
That's pretty insignificant. That's not sneaky.
Never sneak into somebody's junk.
Never. No, never.
Don't do that at all.
Don't worry.
Never,
I don't
never force your way in or sneak in.
Every Wednesday.
Hayden Sylvester Incorporated. Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Guess what, boys? It's time.
What?
For
it's
what?
Time. It's time for Drunk Advice Live!
Yes.
So, how are we feeling? How much wine have we got?
Tipsy.
Not
tipsy.
Enough.
Tipsy. Yeah, I am ready to fuck up people's lives.
Love that.
I feel like nice. We should...
Oh god!
What's that word? Iterate? Is that the word? Iterate?
Alliterate?
No, where you like repeat, where you or like hammer home.
Reiterate.
That's the word. Reiterate. The rules of drunk advice.
Okay.
For anyone that hasn't seen the web series, that's what I'm going to call it, a web series. Drunk advice. Rule number one is be drunk, and if you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Right.
I'm like a little tipsy.
I'm tipsy.
Yeah. Sure.
And rule number two, have a friend with you.
Okay.
Friends.
We've got so many friends. Sure. Several friends here.
A bit more enthusiasm, please, guys.
So many friends.
All friends.
And then rule number three, don't take our advice.
Okay, great. Okay, that's a good
one.
That's
the main rule. Don't do it, guys.
That's the only advice you'll hear.
This is going to be a massive experiment because... this is the first time we're doing Drunk Advice Live.
Mm.
Normally, when I'm filming an episode of Drunk Advice, I get around 40 minutes to an hour's worth of footage.
Yeah. Sure.
And it gets cut down to like 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah,
sure.
So there's a lot of stuff that you don't see or hear. But now we're live. So we've just got to trust.
Here we go.
Trust in our advice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just trust what we say.
That we're just not going to say anything hugely inappropriate, but this isn't the BBC, so we can say what the fuck we like.
Whatever we want.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to do all of these anonymously.
Sure.
Because, you know, some of it's quite sensitive info.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not a problem.
If you do have any questions you need advice with, you can tweet them at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com and we'll try and help as many of you as possible. It's going to be grand.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one. Me and my girlfriend don't talk anymore when we're together because all we do is have sex, which isn't bad, but I also miss just talking to her.
See, I don't see that as a relationship. I think you need to have more than just sex.
I feel like if you're just having sex, then you're like fuck buddies or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, you've got to have that sexual attraction, obviously.
It's difficult, though, because why aren't they talking? Because surely you just make a conversation.
Show them Pokemon Go in between. Trying to catch
up. Do you just go to each other's houses and just bang?
Yeah. Just
what's going on there?
Just ask how your day was.
I think
just ask valid questions.
Yeah, communication is key.
Yeah,
always.
It sounds like maybe they're not hanging out enough as well, unless they're really going at it all day every night.
Well, yeah, and also they just go out, don't just necessarily meet at each other's houses.
Yeah,
go
I was going to say it's because it might
go for a walk.
If you're
in the
a bit
park.
Scared to like. Bring up sounds the topic fun. Of like, why don't we talk anymore? Then maybe be like, hey, let's go do this thing.
Yeah,
go to a museum.
They can talk about why they don't talk
maybe,
anymore.
Maybe, but like, it also just will force them to spend time with each other, like when they can't take each other's clothes off.
Definitely.
And then if, whilst you're out in public, she still tries to have sex with you, maybe that's a red flag.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
But you shouldn't have to force each other to speak to one another, should you?
It's a bit
really?
Weird. Although, very like, weird. It's really strange because I've definitely, like, felt this. And this, to me, when you've stopped talking to each other and you're only having sex, to me, is always like, oh, this relationship's going to end soon.
Yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
I'm really sorry, but... That might be what's happening.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so. Mm. Sorry, mate.
Sorry,
so the advice
mate.
Is end it.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
Done.
Done.
Next question. Right. I have a friend that is a girl, and she's more like my best friend, and I know she would consider me to be her best friend. Cool. Yep. Okay, so... They're best friends. They're best friends. Mutual best friends.
Friend zone.
But what she no longer keeps in contact with me and only talks with me when she is no longer with one of her boyfriends. How many boyfriends does she have? Okay. or has fell out with a big group of people. Am I being used or am I being a good friend? I'm always there for her, take her out to cheer her up, etc.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I don't know. I think there's two sides to it. I've definitely heard it and I've definitely had it where sometimes people get very wrapped up in relationships and they forget about their mates and stuff. But I think a lot of the time, I don't know, I think friends... It depends what kind of friends you are. I'm the kind of friend that if somebody disappears for a couple of years and then they come back and then we'll hang out again, I think that's fine. Like, as long as you're okay with it, don't be used by them, obviously. But.
There are different kinds of friendships. You've got the ones like that. Like, I've got them too. Like, we can not see each other or talk for months or years, but you just know it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that are usually, like, you know, ancient friendships.
Definitely.
Whereas if it's like a new one, then it actually is probably more important to see them and speak more regularly.
And my best advice would be, if you don't feel like you're getting the friendship from them, then find another friend to hang out with.
Exactly. It sounds like it's quite one-sided. Like, what if you were having troubles and you went to her for, like, advice and help and stuff? Like, would she be there for you? Maybe make up a problem and test it.
Yeah,
lie to them. That sounds great.
Yeah, but don't take our advice, remember, guys. Don't take it. That's all I can come up with.
Lie to her and see if she's a friend.
So, yeah, basically... Yeah, it sounds like you're a great friend.
Yeah.
But also, like, you deserve someone to be your great friend.
You deserve
friend.
A better friend. She's one of their best friends, but, you know.
But, you know, I don't know how old you are, but some people just go through some stuff, and then like, later on they realise they're like, I was a bit of a dick to you then. Yeah. And
have a lot of friends.
Fine. Yeah, just, don't put all your eggs in one basket,
even
with your mates.
But don't have too many friends, because I've got no advice. There's literally nothing there. There's nothing there. Don't have too many friends.
Dead don't
end.
Have too many friends.
Too many potatoes will spoil you. Do you remember
wicked.
That?
Doesn't matter. Okay. I've got one here that's an essay, but let's do some short ones, and then maybe like we can go for the one that's a bit of an essay.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Hey, FUBAR Radio. Thanks for having Hannah Witten, because she's the best. Thank you. Can I have a drunk advice? Sure. on how to not feel lonely when you're alone.
Oh.
You shouldn't feel lonely when you're alone. You know, you should be happy with your own company, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
but like,
the happiest
you can't
people.
Just say to someone who's, you know, like, the answer to your problem is just stop it, mate. Just don't feel lonely.
I go on benders, like, where I...
Go on lonely benders.
No, I don't stop seeing people for, like... months, and I do it all the time where like I'll book up all my free time with seeing people, and then I realise why you actually should like spend a bit of time on your own. You do need it, but I can relate to that person.
A family member of mine is like that. She finds it really hard to be on her own because needs other people a lot. But I just genuinely think it's practice.
Yeah,
it's like forcing yourself to be alone, maybe feeling lonely to begin with, but then, you know, over time, figuring out that your own company is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sure. And I mean, when you're on your own, you don't need to be sitting down thinking about being alone. Like, there's so much.
There's so much to do. You can read. You can watch Netflix. Exactly. Films. Yeah. Can make YouTube videos.
You can talk to yourself. Not alone. You can.
I do that. Yeah, do you guys talk to yourself?
Yeah, that's when I've been alone for too long.
Yeah. I remember it was, I think, like 2 years ago before I was moderating a panel at Playlist Live, which is a YouTube event in Florida.
Clank.
And it was like, but it was like, it was a big deal for me because it was like my first big speaking thing at one of these events. And I was terrified. I was so nervous. And I remember being in my hotel room before heading to the panel. And have you guys read or seen The Help?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I literally stared at myself in the mirror and went, "You is smart. You is kind. You is important."
Oh,
and I like said that to myself because I was
in that
like,
voice as well.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think I can't remember. But I know that I said that to myself because I was just like, I just needed a pep talk from me.
Sure, yeah.
Exactly.
And that was my little pep talk.
That's good.
Nice. There you go. Shared a thing with you.
Nice.
You're welcome.
I talk to my cat Biggie Smalls all the time.
Oh, I love
Never
the cat.
Alone. Oh,
he doesn't really like people.
No, he likes to beat him up.
Yeah. Not a people cat. I hate that cat.
Someone says, I didn't put any effort in for my exams, and I know I've already got a U in one. Results tomorrow, what do I do?
Panic.
Well, too late. Mate, too late.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can
advice
do,
there.
Start thinking of worst case scenario and what you do about it.
Oh, yeah.
How can you rectify the problem?
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe warn your parents.
Also, do you need results? Like, later on in life, do you really need them?
Have any of you... Do you guys have degrees?
No, I've got a BTEC. Yeah. Ever heard of
B-tecs,
that?
A-star in art. GCSE. Yeah.
Well done. So,
I just realised that all of you were standing up and I'm sitting down.
I know, yeah, exactly.
And Steph is just like dancing.
I'm dancing.
Slightly.
That's my radio dance.
Exam
apart
results.
From that, there's not a lot you can do, really.
Yeah, you're fucked, yeah.
You're fucked, mate. sorry about that. Best of luck.
Work harder.
Yeah, next year, do better.
I never got maths GCSE and I'm fine.
Took me four
you
goes.
Didn't get a maths. Okay, I. That hurts me because I was such a maths nerd at school. Oh.
Like I was an English nerd, but...
I did my A-level maths in 1 year and I got an A-star.
Wow.
I almost did maths at uni. It was between maths and history.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I could have been a female engineer.
Yeah.
Could have been.
I don't like
would
maths.
Would have got loads of money. Yeah, anyways.
You got loads of money.
Some.
What is this?
This is why drunk advice gets edited, guys. This is why it's happening now. Okay, we're going to play you guys another song and then more advice.
All right.
Because you guys really need some help. This is Shapeshifting by Great Could Find, okay, and my friend Orla Gartland. I love you, Orla. right, boys, we've got two more questions.
Okay. All right. Okay,
these guys really need some help.
Okay.
Sure.
So we've got one that says, I'm back to school in 2 weeks. I can't believe that school starts again in 2 weeks. What the hell? maybe they're American, actually, because that would make more sense.
Yeah.
How do I prep myself to be surrounded by people I dislike?
Do they dislike her, or do they just...
No, I think this person dislikes.
Okay.
Yeah, and also going by their name, I think it's a boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I would load your music device, whether it's a phone or whatever, with just music and take your headphones and just...
Ignore everyone.
Just slip it in. Just put your music in.
Sounds very social.
Read a book. Like, just all those things.
Yeah. It's not forever. You'll be out of there soon.
Exactly.
Try and maybe find one other... I bet you, just not looking hard enough, there's going to be at least one other person in that school that feels the same way as you.
Yeah, you're trying the wrong people.
Just
avoid the people you dislike, yeah.
Find that person, yeah. If you avoid the people you don't like, then you'll probably at some point bump into a person that you do. Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Yeah?
I agree with that.
That's good advice.
Don't know how I bumped into you guys. Not sure how that happened.
How did this work?
Weird. And then we've got another one from Amelie again.
Oh.
She says, hello, love listening to Hannah and the Midnight Beast.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
And she says, I have a YouTube channel. It's quite small and I love filming and editing, but I don't know what to film about. Do you have any tips on how to get inspiration? Thanks.
Mm. Sure. I mean, think about what you're into to start with. I mean, us giving her advice on what she's into is a bit...
Do rap videos about Pokemon. Done.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Done.
And because I feel like a lot of the time you'll know if you try and do something and you're not into it, you'll just get bored while you're doing it, which we've done before. And then we've been like, nah, not into that one.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you're bored of yourself,
probably not going to...
Because
what you should imagine, which is what we try and do, is... If we're doing this for the rest of our life, it's great, but are we going to enjoy doing it for the rest of our life? And if you're not going to, then don't do it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because it's a pleasurable thing to do, isn't it?
But also, give yourself time to figure out what it is that you are
into.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to, wake up one morning and be like, this is what I'm going to make videos about. I've finally figured it out.
No.
But just play around. And the thing is that... When you're making a video about something that you're into, that shows in the video, and anyone that is watching it, will be into that. Because I've watched videos about things that I personally couldn't care less about, but when you're watching someone in the video who's so into it and so engaged in the topic,
it makes you into it somehow.
Just like, I'm really into cars now. Person got me really excited about cars for some reason. Yeah.
Definitely. No, I completely agree.
Yeah. And also just make a lot of shit before you. My friend Rosianna said this on a panel at Summer and City, and I'm not sure where it comes from, but it's like when you turn on a tap and all that sludge comes out.
Yeah.
And then, you gotta get the sludge out. The sludge has to come out, and then you'll have pure, clean running water. And then sometimes your tap might break, and you need to call a plumber, or you can try and fix it yourself.
Yeah, I moved in somewhere with clean water right away.
Because you guys just got a viral video.
No, not really. That wasn't even a metaphor. I meant in my house.
Something we just move into.
Oh, you're talking literally about plumbing now.
The plumbing of his house is great.
I've just got a glass of sludge.
Plumbing, I mean.
Not much to ask for. I think on that note, on plumbing, I want to say thank you, boys.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for being my first guest.
No, thank you.
We've got quite a bit of wine to finish.
Yeah. I'm up for it.
Just keep on drinking.
Keep on drinking.
Keep on dancing. So, if you guys want to find more of the Midnight Beast, where can they find you boys online?
So, our main channel is probably youtube.com/TheMidnightBeast. Ooh. But then if you'd like to see our latest project, it's vimeo.com/AllKiller.
AllKiller, go watch it!
AllKiller!
And Hannah's in it too!
I'm in it! And it's a fun... Well, is it fun? Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
It's murdery, it's singy, it's got it all.
It's fun and murdery and sing. Yeah, all of those things.
Great.
Just how did you describe it? I remember you describing it to me as hip-hop comedy
horror comedy opera.
Comedy horror opera, not hip-hop.
Yeah. I like hip-hop.
Have you seen the hip-hopera?
Well, R. Kelly, Trapped in the Closet. Oh my god, yes. Yeah.
Classic.
That's fine. So
I tried to play him on your show, but we'll play him next time.
We'll maybe have some R. Kelly on next time. Next week, I've got Lauren Aquilina here in the studio. She's actually my housemate, so, you know, favours. It's all good. But thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. Great job.
Not to be like that.
Well done.